Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Shots Pod. My name is Isaiah. We are on episode 47. Again, going to our new format, bi-weekly format. So, a lot of to talk about. No boring topics. But today, if you can't hear it in my voice, I'm a little bit under the weather. So I'm trying to stay hydrated. Put the Vicks under the nose, on the chest. You know, so I'm in recovery mode at the moment.
AKA, you have COVID and you're way over there, so I don't have to worry about you spreading it to me.
I'm gonna send you a package in the mail of just a sneeze and a cough.
I'm gonna send you a return package with anthrax on it.
I'm not gonna open anything from you ever. Just kidding.
JK. So, besides being sick, how's your football weekend?
It was good, man. It was really good. Obviously, I'm a UT fan. Texas lost. That wasn't a good game. I expected them to lose. That was about to ass. You know, don't care. But we got a lot of good games yesterday. We're recording this on Sunday. But we got a lot of good college games yesterday. Alabama versus Oklahoma was a great game. Even today, Sunday games, there are entertaining early games and afternoon games.
But can we talk about UT?
Huh?
Can we talk about UT, though?
What about them?
Absolutely nothing. Or the fact that Paul Feinbaum still will put them in the playoff, even after that loss. So, I mean, just say you're sucking on the SEC's tit, why don't you?
Larry, all you said is not true. They're ranked 17th now.
Feinbaum believes. No, I know they're not. But I'm telling you what someone believes. You know that.
I don't care what someone believes.
Well, I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you're in agreement with that. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, they're going to let him in. It was just a bad loss.
No. No three-loss team deserves to be in the playoffs. I don't care who you played.
We'll see what happens with Alabama if they lose to Auburn. No, Texas, with that, I mean, this year has just been off for y'all. Y'all have been, barely average. I mean,
honestly, the only thing that's been off for us is Arch. That's it. That's the problem. And when the most important position is off on your team, then the whole team's going to suffer. No matter how good your defense is or how many first-round picks you have on your defense. Or what you, doesn't matter if you had the top three recruiting class last year. All that stuff doesn't matter if your leader position just is average or below average. Average at best.
Starts and ends with your quarterback.
Can't believe he was a Heisman favorite to open the season. You believe that crap?
No, I don't. I mean, that was only delusional UT fans that was believing that shit.
What's funny is that do you know how to do the preseason All-American voting? The preseason All-SEC, the top three quarterbacks was the one for South Carolina, LSU.
I'm missing that.
And Arch. None of them are ranked. Well, besides UT, there's 17th now, I think. But
they
still
shouldn't be.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's like four or five us teams that, you know, like the only reason why Texas is ranked right now is because of who they play. Right, that's really the only reason.
Which, I mean, that's been kind of like the MO for college football with these blue blood programs. I mean, that's why Notre Dame is always so high.
Yeah, surprisingly, they stayed the same rank as of now.
Yeah, I saw that. So, I mean, of course, I'm not going to touch them.
Yeah,
and their schedule is just full of playing teams like Syracuse and Bowling Green, but we're going to go ahead and keep them in the top 10. You know, I'm not going to waste no time on them. U of H is back.
Oh, yeah? I haven't.
Yes, sir. Number 25, just underneath James Madison, Toledo, and North Texas. Can you believe the disrespect?
I can't believe James Madison is ranked.
I can. Have you seen them in FCS?
Mm-mm. Who watches the FCS?
real football fans who wants to watch a real playoff system at the end of December when they get tired of watching, you know, the conglomerate D1 SEC filling up all of the playoff positions.
That's like a baseball fan saying, like, I'd rather watch the minors than the major. That's like word.
Not showing no love to the SEC kids. Bust their asses to get to where they're at. Most of them will be starting D1. I mean, some of them are D1 transfers. So.
Well, most of them are who couldn't start for the Big 10, Big 12 SEC.
And maybe if they gave a shot and maybe don't look down on, like, Sun Belt teams and things like that, they'll probably be starting in D1. But either way, they're at FCS. They ball out. They're good. Give them some love. But James Madison, they came over.
What was that one Catholic school that made it to March Madness almost all the way?
You're talking about George Mason? No, not George Mason.
It's in you're talking about Chicago. Loyola?
Yeah.
That's what I think of the FCS.
I don't even know what conference or league they play in. I never heard of them before. Haven't heard of them since. So you would put disrespect on North Dakota State?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder UT is losing.
That doesn't make no sense.
And that's what every fan of those schools would be telling you right now. Thank God your team is ass. Anyways, like I was saying, U of H is ranked behind James Madison, North Texas, who just broke the ranks for the first time in over 66 years. I believe that's what I saw.
Yeah.
And then who else is in there? Tulane is back. South Florida is out. So we have a large bunch up of who's going to grab that last 12 spot for that playoff. Who do you think is going to grab it?
I don't know what even the format this year is. So someone from the FCS has to have it, right?
FCS? No.
What?
It's the highest ranked of the group of five. So basically those smaller conferences, like the American Conference, right? USA. So, and I think Memphis is on there. I think South Florida.
We have two weeks left?
Three. Maybe two. Most teams play 2 to 3 games.
I think it's a 12-game season. For most teams.
Yeah. 12 games? Oh, yeah,
know,
it's
man. It could be anybody. But then all it takes, it's whatever of those smaller conferences has the least losses. If you know how the boards could do them. If they lose one game, they're gone.
Yep, because we got to make room for that 3-loss Alabama. Or 3-loss Texas, or 3-loss Missouri.
You just can't keep Texas out your mouth, huh?
Okay, who would you rather use? 6-loss Arkansas, 5-loss LSU. Fuck it doesn't matter. It's an SEC school.
Well, I mean, Michigan has only 2 losses. USC has only 2 losses. Miami.
They're not going to put an extra Big 12. They're definitely not going to put ACC in there. They're trying to keep them out.
Well,
I'm not just talking shit. All right, this is, well, some of it is shit, but we all know it's true that there is heavy favoritism towards the SEC. You cannot deny that.
I disagree. I think the Big Ten took over.
Wow, no favoritism to the SEC.
No.
The only people who say that are SEC fans.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go again.
Let's run through the top 10.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. I'm surprised I always have the AP up. Let's see. AP top 10. Let's see. We got... Of course, Ohio State, Indiana, 1 and 2. I'm a jump on the Indiana train. Maybe they could be something. I don't know. These guys just aren't losing. They keep putting up points every week. So I'm going to jump on them. So we got A&M, number three. Of course, legit. So we got A&M, yeah. Georgia, Ole Miss. That's three right there. Yeah. Oklahoma, Alabama. That's five out of ten. The other two, we got three out of the Big Ten. So mm-hmm. that's 5-3 versus, what's that, one in the Big 12. And then fucking yeah. Notre Dame. So, yeah, so, you know, favoritism at least, at the very least, you know.
Well, okay, if you could call out favoritism, then who would you, what teams, SEC teams, would you take out, and then who would you put in?
As far as, like, you talking about in the SEC or just in general? And
No, just in college football. Like, so you would probably take out Bama because they have two losses, right?
Probably, yeah.
And then any other college, who would you put in?
Any other college?
BYU?
They're
Houston?
Already in the ranks.
I'm just kidding.
BYU is 11. Houston is 25.
Well you went... You
mean in the top 10?
Well, that's literally what you only went over. You said top 10.
Okay, so top 10. Yeah, throw BYU in there. I thought you meant like any rankings.
No.
I was just going through the top 10 because there was
no need to go through the whole list. That's why, no, I mean, I'm still staying on the top 10 like you had.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, for a top 10, I would let's take out Notre Dame also. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's
Alabama.
I could agree to that.
We'll replace Alabama with BYU. You can bump up who else in these rankings?
North Texas. Just kidding.
Nah, I'm not that delusional. Shit, fuck it. Just throw Utah up there. Fuck it. Get the Big 12 in. Get the Big 12 some love.
Fair.
Extra, because Texas Tech is, I don't see them holding it all the way through.
Texas Tech spent so much money on NIL dudes this year. It is stupid.
And that's why. That's why. So, I mean, other teams are following suit.
I think I read an article that they spend like $25 million or something like that.
Most of it on defense. Because they're trying to bump that saying that Texas Tech, you know, the Red Raiders never play defense, which kind of is true when you see their games over history. But, yeah, overall, you know, like you said, or like I said, SEC generally fills up the top 10, if not the entire rankings, but usually almost always.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think they're good teams.
Not denying that also. There are good teams, but that's also where all the resources and all the attention is paid to.
I mean, it's like, you know, like if you have if the Dodgers are very good, you know, MLB is going to push that. That's just how, you know, these people do it.
And then,
when people yell favoritism, that sounds the...
Then what happens when the networks that show that shit get into a pissing match and now no one sees nothing?
That hasn't happened yet, but it could. It could happen. Was that it?
Pretty much. I didn't have a follow up to that.
Oh, okay. every time you bring up a point, I think it's going to be like this elaborate thing, but then it's just like, no, it was just that.
I'm trying to stay focused one topic at a time. Even though we skipped through the first two. To jump into the CFP. I'm kind of led with that. We want to back it up a bit. Did you see that fight? That HBCU fight with involving Grambling State?
Yeah, I saw it. It sucks. And that wasn't a fight. That was a brawl.
Yeah, that was a brawl.
It was a mosh pit.
Yeah, obviously, HBCU, we've been cracking. One of the things that I had said, I can't remember who I was talking to, because obviously they're never on TV, right? And we can go into reasons why. I can, but hopefully you wouldn't call bullshit to it, and probably
the one thing that I saw when I was watching the video multiple times is like there was no one in the stands on the other side.
That's generally true with most games.
I think because everyone was on the field fighting.
That and low attendance also kind of pertains to that.
Yeah. Probably still being WNBA though.
Just joking. What?
I said probably still beating the WNBA. But that was a joke.
Man, what a reach. I mean, they're deep in the offseason, minding their own business.
So am I. No, I'm not.
Jesus. Anyways, yeah. When you're HBCU school, we're trying to get the footing, much like the WNBA, since you want to pull that. You know, you're trying to increase awareness for your product. And again, let me reiterate that you're an HBCU school. So, generally speaking, that may be a little bit hard to do that if you don't have the right investments. I mean, let's just say, like, Howard University is not going to get the same kind of pockets as Alabama. It's just not going to work. So obviously you're not going to see that with the sports. Education wise, okay, yeah, you'll get a better education in Alabama, but you won't see better sports because the resources aren't there. So when you're competing for that and you're trying to increase your brand, this is something you probably wouldn't want to do when the same eyes of the people you want to see are the ones that's also judging us. So when they see crap like that, what do you think is the first thing they're going to say about us? So, you know, it's a bad look. It's even worse when the head coach was talking about, you know, when they come with disrespect, we're going to meet with disrespect. Like, no, man. You can't already teach hyper kids. I don't care what school they're at. Young kids like that are hyper and they're ready to fight. You got to draw them away from that shit. You can't push them into it. And then when you push them in, that's what you're going to get, an all-out melee. I just feel sorry for it because it's a very bad look, and it set them back. I mean, them fines, I mean, come on. If you find...
They got fined?
Oh, of course the schools got fined. Them and Bethune-Cookman. If Alabama and Oklahoma got into a fight after this week and you fined them $25,000 and $40,000 each, they'll just be like, here you go, just throw some cash at you. Man, you do it at these schools, man, that takes away a scholarship.
No, it does. This is a little bit off topic, but did you see the A&M and South Carolina game at all?
Want to talk about the game. I want to talk about what happened during the game.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what I want to talk about. The specific moment that had happened when the tight end, I think, for South Carolina, or a big receiver, scored a touchdown.
No, it was a big receiver. No, Isaiah, let's put some respect on his name. That was a wide receiver.
Is he? I don't know.
That was a 6'5", 230-pound track star playing wide receiver that ran that 80-yard touchdown. He is going to shoot up the draft boards.
Okay, so he's playing out of position. It's like Parker Washington for the Steelers. That's a left tackle, but he's playing tight end. But there was a specific where he scored an 80-yard touchdown, ran through a tunnel, teammates went with him, and for some reason, a state trooper was walking in the opposite direction and very blatantly shoulder checks both players in his way and turns around and says, I don't know what, I didn't read his lips, but I don't know if you got the same notification. He was released from his duties later that day. I got the notification from ESPN.
He's not doing anything on game day. I say they need to go back and review that boy's pullovers, every arrest he made, every ticket he wrote, everything. Yeah.
Because they need to go back and do a background check.
He wanted to drop the N-word on that. With the ER. The way he turned around, pointed at him, the look on his face, oh, he says it with the hard R too.
Man. After doing what he did and then turning around and saying something, like, what is that, dude? Like, if A&M, if people outside fans think A&M's a cult already, what are they going to think now?
No, they just think that stupid yell call is a cult.
And that's the only thing I don't like about A&M is like the Yale leaders.
Me too. Yeah.
That's one, it's a great school, great people, but
great. Well, I would say great football. I don't want to jinx them.
Oh, dude, no, I do. They're amazing. They're gonna kick our ass. They're gonna kick UT's ass in 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
They're gonna kick UT's ass. Listen, UT's out of playoffs. They won the Red River Rivalry. Just beat A&M. That's it. I don't care.
Honestly, if A&M wins, I'm not going to even say anything because at that point, the season is over. I didn't got what I wanted to see. It was UT flat on their face. So.
For sure. Yeah. I was kind of upset. I know I'm going back to UT. I was kind of upset they didn't put him in the top 12 because it just brought my hopes back up. I was like, why are you doing this to me?
Is this a UT podcast?
It is now. I'm kidding. No. But that's it. But anyway, the state trooper was, I don't know if he was like legit, like fired, terminated, but
just
I know
on game day, he is still on the job. He is still sitting in his car on the side of Highway 6 with his radar gun. All right. Let's get something straight here. They did not fire him from his actual position. He's just not doing game day stuff anymore. He's still going to be pulling people over, people like me, people like you, he's still going to be pulling us over.
So. Yep. He is more protected than the SEC players.
I would say coaches, but we'll get into that.
Case proven.
Yeah. That was a good segue to it, you know. You go from, you know, a group of just that same type of person.
Yeah. And it's not, I'll say this right now, right? It's not about color. It's about attitude, right? That's the biggest thing. Attitude doesn't have color, but everyone could have attitude. And that's where it bites you. And we saw it both ways, you know? So, a guy with power shoving teenagers, right? Let's be honest. Teenagers, right? Minors. And then yelling whatever he did at them. But the teenagers or minors being the bigger men in that situation.
And just they had a whole stadium that saw it. They didn't need to do anything.
That's true, but I just think in their mind, all the adrenaline's going and then you get pushed by someone not on the field.
And then by a cop, it probably didn't hit them until like when they got to the sideline minutes later, actually what happened. Did a fucking cop just shove us? Like, what the fuck? Because they're in the middle celebrating a touchdown. And then you got some hating-ass cop that wants to go on a power trip.
Yeah. But that cop fired up the A&M team, man. They came back from 30-3, and they started shoving South Carolina players, too.
Man, I don't know how they did that. They don't win games like that, man.
I've never seen them ever win a game like that. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, it's over for UT. And not in the SEC, but in the state of Texas.
As much as I love talking shit about UT, I'm still not. I'm not saying shit until that night on Black Friday or Saturday, whatever day they play that weekend. I'm not saying shit. I stay current with my shit talk towards you guys. Okay.
Yeah,
my focus was on Georgia wiping the floor with y'all. All right. So
yeah. It wasn't even
you wanted close. To deflect and you know call and it caused me to deflect and you know instead of us staying on topic, you know, and that UT got their asses kicked up and down that field. I stopped watching it because the Florida Mississippi game was a better finish. I always enjoy watching these SEC schools deep down south in the Jim Crow states. Just watching
the Jim Crow states.
and then just knowing what happens once the game is over.
Oh,
but anyways, yeah. Going back to my original point.
Yes.
You're HBCU. You're trying to compete for attention, resources, money. You can't have that. And what I was going to say to that also is, I made a point. I think it was to my mother I was talking to. We were talking about this the Diddy case, and we were talking about HBCUs because I know she was talking about some school.
You guys were talking about what?
The Diddy case.
Ah,
Like, and then like, it led to HBCU.
Like,
here's
like
why.
Like every
mother and son does. Yeah, you know, we were talking about that shit.
Of course.
And I said, you know, he's a TV mongol, right? Or a media mongol. If he had used his money and got all other black leaders with money in media together to start their own TV network, it could have elevated those schools quicker than having to rely on ESPN to show your games. But instead, that's the shit that you was doing.
Instead, you were buying baby oil.
Buying baby oil and beating the shit out of Cassie.
Buying baby oil, buy the crates. Buy the gallon.
So, I mean, you know, I can go on and on, you know, with that topic. But why things aren't the way they are. Because it's not completely their fault. It's our fault too. So
that's fair.
And that is one example that I just brought up. So, but anyways, yeah, it's not good to have to pay out that kind of money.
Yeah.
When some of these HBCUs are shutting down, like y'all got to be better. And that can't be the thing you're coaching up to these kids. All right, I'm done with that topic. Let's see. Back on schools doing stupid shit. One actually wised up and was smart, and I was just reading that before we hopped on. Maryland is not only going to keep their head coach, because there was talk that they was going to fire the guy, and after they were having consecutive winning seasons going to bowl games, kind of fell off. But you know, I mean, look, you're University of Maryland playing in the Big Ten. How far do you think you're going to go? And that is the point that I bring up with all these other schools that fired coaches, these small, well, not small, these mid-tier, borderline, maybe high-tier, but mid-tier schools, that you're not going to win a championship there. I mean, your best bet, if you win out in a conference, congratulations. There's like 6 or 7 SEC schools that's going to be ahead of you. And 2 or 3 Big Ten schools, maybe 3 more, but they're not going to let them in. But if you're a school like Maryland, Virginia Tech, Miami, well, no, they could do that. I don't even know why I brought them in. Well, North Carolina, because y'all fumbled a bag with this Belichick shit. Schools like them.
So bad they did.
Where are you going to find someone to come and coach? I mean, I feel like that's more of a stressful job and more wasted money on these buyouts and having to bring someone in. Then you probably have to bring a consultant firms to bring you in these candidates. So you're spending extra money just to get someone in the door than it is to retain and build. And Maryland actually wised up and said that not only we're going to keep our coach, we're going to increase the financial resources into the NIL. To try to compete. That's the best you can do. You can't hire someone and in 2 years after the fact, because you're fucking NC State and you're mad that you couldn't win the ACC title against Miami and Florida State. Like, and then you got invited to some mid-tier bowl game and got the floor mopped by another SEC school that didn't make it into the CFP, or a Big Ten school that didn't make it. So it's like, how far do you think you're going to go if you're at a place like that? You can't just keep recycling through these people. And then you're going to have idiots like the one in Louisiana talking about that he's going to step in and help with the head coaching search. Bro, what is public money doing with that? Why is that tied up with that? It's a public school, but there should be limits to how far it goes when it comes to sports and athletics. Let's get something straight here.
No, yeah, true.
It's like the Wild Wild West out there, man. And it's interesting to see, because it's not, I mean, I don't care either way, and I'm not sad by it, but it's definitely not going to end well at some point. There's going to be some type of oversight that's going to step in with these runaway NIL deals, these coaches getting fired left and right, Schools like Michigan, I mean, did they get away with their shit?
With which one?
Yeah, which Michigan school? Because they both got in trouble.
Yeah. The science study in Michigan or
Yeah,
the
the science stealing shit. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I mean, they just got fined and then Harbaugh got suspended. That's really it. But that's
why do
that
people
case
care
is already
about
done.
that?
I don't
Like,
know. I don't know. But that's just what happened.
yeah,
I mean,
people
they'll
care about the other science stealing incident, but let's not go there.
exactly. Let's stop right there. I won't draw interest into that one.
But yeah, now these schools, man, they really tripping and they need to lower their own expectations. It's like,
You know what they need to lower? The
what?
guarantee money they're giving these damn coaches.
Oh my God,
You're
man.
paying coaches 25 million to fire them. You believe that crap?
And you fired them after going 8-4. It was
Yeah.
just because you wasn't good enough.
Exactly. Like I don't get, Like again, you're. I mean, I understand the pay for coaches, but this guy, he's not working. These coaches aren't working with professionals. Let's be honest. They're trying
Hey,
to develop
look.
them into professionals.
Not only that, these coaches are oftentimes the highest paid state employee.
By far. Well, not by far, but they are paid very handsomely.
When you look at the education sector, yep.
And they're one of the only state employees to get paid 10 eight figures for getting terminated. They're like, hey, we want you gone, so here's the rest of your money. Oh. I don't get that. Why
If
would
it's private
someone?
donors, fine. But if it's
Yeah.
coming out of public institution money, we gotta have some audits.
Oh, for sure. There gotta be someone checking those numbers.
Even if you're private, why the hell do you want to shell out that kind of money to fire someone after hiring them? Like, that's your money. I mean, unless your business is doing that good where you ain't got to worry about, losing 10, 20 million. Just because you had to shove someone out the door. I mean, like I said, if I was a coach and you want to fire me and you're going to offer me a buyout by that much, I will ask which door you want me to leave out of. Do you want me to
Yeah.
slam it? Do you want me to kick my own ass out the door? Do you want me to throw myself out like Uncle Phil used to do the jazz? Like, I'll do that.
Shit,
Like,
I'll do,
shit.
yeah. I'll do all that if you're paying me to leave.
I'm not in college, so it's not my problem.
Same.
And I don't have any money going to college. Well, I got money going to student loans, but it's not going directly to the college, so I don't
No,
care.
yeah, it's not going to college. It's going to these other banks. But anyway, let's move on. Let's segue on to more professional talk, more professional sports.
Oh, we're professionals now?
No, not at all. Far from it.
Come
Far
on, man.
from it.
People, come on, man. People want to hear listen to us go back and forth and getting pissed at each other.
Yeah, I'm debating cutting those first 3 minutes out of me bitching. I don't know yet. I'll see.
Keep it. I want to hear it.
I'll
That's
see.
funny.
But no, yeah. Like we mentioned earlier, there was some great games today. Broncos Chiefs was fun to watch.
I fell asleep at the end.
They almost they. The Chiefs lost by three, whatever. But the Broncos had, I think, nine penalties for 170 yards. Like 170 yards worth of penalties on the Broncos. And of
That's how
course,
you lose. Or they
exactly. That's
won.
why. And you know how typically when it's a like clutch situation late in the game, it's third down, Mahomes needs to get a first down, he throws a deep incomplete. But wait, what's that yellow piece of cloth on the field?
We was gonna be watching this because the Chiefs were falling out the playoff picture.
Yep. And it was a pass interference on one of the guys I always see get caught pass interference. His name is Moss. I don't know if he's a safety or a cornerback. He's a DB for sure. But it was a 46-yard pass interference. They go in and score, whatever, tie it up. So, but now they're 5-5, Kyle. That's like the bubble. That's not even
the Texans are 5-5.
That's crazy. Now they do have a tough division now. I'm just talking about the Chargers and Broncos. That's it. I'm not talking about the Raiders. That's not, you know, that's not really joke. Come
on,
about
put that. Some respect on the Raiders, man. You know everyone loves the Raiders.
Oh, everybody. Everybody. Everyone in Oakland loves the Raiders. Everybody.
Gosh, man. But, that's so disrespectful.
Right now, the two top teams in each conference to like 99% favorite to go to playoffs is the Eagles, who are playing tonight, or right now, technically. And the Patriots. Only because the Patriots played the Thursday game early. They're 9-2. So.
I'm sorry. Is this 2015 all over again with the Patriots and Broncos 1-2 in the conference?
Yeah. You got, obviously, you got Brady on the Patriots again. The Colts are doing great. Manning's back. You know.
This is Andrew Luck. Manning's in Denver.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going like more. Oh, okay. My bad. What is it? What? No, yeah. 2015, Manning had that like 55 touchdown year.
That was 2013.
2013?
Yep.
Around that time. Year in Denver. I think he retired it in 2015.
Yep, he had to because he was horrible. But they won because of Von Miller. And Cam Newton had to take a dive.
Which he didn't. He literally had to dive for the ball, but he did not.
Cam Newton took a dive, but he didn't dive.
Exactly.
But yeah, we love you, Cam, but we understood. You got the call. We know.
Like the top teams in the AFC, Patriots, Colts, Broncos, right? And then you got in the NFC, Eagles, Rams, Seahawks. You know? Like, are the Ravens? Where are the Chiefs? The Commanders made it to the NFC Championship last year.
Fluke.
You know? Now it is. I mean, I know Jane Downs has been out. Right,
they have his elbow is all like this.
It's way back. I was about to say paya, but that's a Spanish term. Only 1% of our audience would get that. But these teams that were, it is. I'm the minority of minorities of the listeners. But the teams that we saw good last year are not good, right? I was about to say the Bengals. They barely won today against Shedeur Sanders. Okay.
He had to come in late.
I think he went like 4-16.
He completed his first two passes and then he was kind of trash after that. At least he got some action.
We'll see what happens.
He's probably going to start if Gabriel is in a concussion protocol. So.
Yeah, and they trade away old man Flacco.
Hey, it's his time to shine. It's Brucey's time to shine. He's not Brucey. He'll be better than Brucey.
I love that movie, man. but these teams, like Ravens are 5-5, Chiefs are 5-5, right? And then you see, now, no disrespect to Texans, but the Texans haven't looked great this year. But they're also 5-5.
They suck on offense, man. They can't score for shit.
But Davis Mills is holding it down.
Hey, not really. No, defense is holding it down. Davis Mills isn't fucking up. Get it right.
There you go. Coming from the Houston fan himself. Speaking facts.
See, Will Anderson is stepping up.
You know one team I think that's not like in the top right now, but I think could make it to the Super Bowl is the 49ers again. I know it's not really like a
shot. Let me tell you why. Christian McCaffrey is going to be the MVP. He's the MVP of my fantasy league. I'm going to just say that right now.
Oh my gosh.
Every week, this dude is giving me 20 to 30. Every week. It doesn't fail. Dude, Isaiah, I'm about to go 11-0.
You are. You're about to have a perfect season in fantasy.
Don't say that yet. We're going to go week by week.
No, hold on. Now, will your perfect season end like the Patriots or would it end like the Dolphins?
I have ties to Florida, man. I spent half my childhood growing up in Florida, so we're going Dolphins right here, man.
That's the thing, because I think you could go undefeated until playoffs, right? Like I'm pretty sure you are. I don't have any doubt on that, but it's like, how is the season gonna turn out? You know, You have an MVP player on your team, just like Brady got MVP that one year, right?
I'm giving it to McCaffrey. Can't believe I doubted you. I didn't doubt your ability. I doubted your, I guess, fuck it, your legs, your arms, everything. You're like glass half the time.
he doubted his availability, not his ability.
Not your ability. Your availability.
Kyle switches his take on Christian McCaffrey every year. It just depends if he's on his team or not, and if he does get hurt or not.
I've been looking at the years that I've had him were the years that he was healthy.
Exactly. Kyle has a good relationship with Christian McCaffrey when you have him on your team.
Now, I have a good relationship with Luck. That's what it is.
Hey, whatever it is,
it's working. Somehow, some way, and it, you know, I have the most moves, most waiver moves, I think, in the league. So I was like, everything is clicking.
You know what? Then you deserve it, honestly. You're first place, and you have the most moves. You are putting in work. All right,
bro. I'm fucking determined, man.
Hey, it shows. You're literally undefeated through 11 weeks. About to be.
Yeah, this guy was about to ban me from picking up anybody because you're mad that all my defenses were hidden.
I was gonna ban you from picking up defenses. I was gonna make you lock your defense for the remainder of the season. That's what I was gonna do. Because there was a 2 week or 3 week span where your defense put up like almost 30 points. It was something stupid. It was something like unheard of.
Yeah, I think that last week. I don't know who it was I had, but I know I know I had to have hit like 30 with him because I know Cleveland gave me like 30 1 week. And I think that's when you texted me talking about you're going to have to put a stop to it. Cause...
And I think that was a week I played you and your sister, and both weeks your defenses put up like 30 plus points on me. Like I lost to the defense that week.
Hey, man. What wins championships?
Who's your... yeah, you're right. Defense. NFL, defense. Who's your favorite to be in the Super Bowl? Not win it, but to be in it.
Let's see. Do I dare say the team that's on the field right now?
The Lions?
No. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of tough. I would have, maybe if you asked me that question like 2-3 weeks ago, I would have said Tampa. But
Tampa was very good a few weeks ago. Yeah.
But you know, now Evans is hurt.
Godwin's hurt.
Yeah. Looking now, maybe. I have a three horse race in this. It's either gonna be Philly, LA or Seattle.
Okay. All right.
Now it was a bad day today for Sam Darnold. But
terrible.
Can we say this was like a minor speed bump? Because otherwise this dude's been balling out all season and Seattle looks really good.
It's crazy how the Jets messed up so bad.
It's crazy how the Vikings messed up.
Well, the Vikings were put in a tough spot. You signed Sam Darnold that year after him having a bad season. Then you draft your first round pick, right? Your first round pick tears his ACL. Like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna start Sam Darnold. He has an MVP like season, goes 14-2, and it's like, well, we drafted the first round guy. Now he wants his money that he deserves.
Like, You know what I hear? You know what I hear in that situation? I hear a guy that has two banging hot chicks that he don't know who to choose between. You got two tens, all right? And it's like, fucking pick one. That's what I heard.
Basically. Now, they could have kept both of them and done like, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady. Could have done Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes.
Bro, I actually thought you was about to say Stephon Diggs.
What the? No. I wasn't going that route at all. I was not going that route.
That was where my mind is.
I was trying to keep it with quarterbacks and teams. teams having really good QBs, but having freshman QBs as a backup. But anyway, that's where mine and Kyle's mind split at that point, at that time. usually we're on the same page, but that's how we're not. Anyway, I'm going to say my picks. I think it's going to be the Rams, and then call me biased, the Patriots. Right?
No.
That's fine. I know you're. Anytime I put my team up, you just get automatically disagree.
No, that's I'm not gonna. No, that's not. That's not true. Because I'm not doing that to the Spurs. The only thing I do to the Spurs is I don't even talk shit to them. I talk shit to the NBA and that conspiracy to keep Wemby out of Houston. Okay, it's not even directed at the Spurs.
Which is what he needed for his career. Let's be honest.
He will be exactly where he's at if he was in Houston.
Nope. He would be suspended for a whole season for somehow bringing 7-foot strippers into Houston.
I don't think they have 7-foot strippers in Houston.
Well,
I don't know.
Listen, all these 7-footers aren't coming from America anymore. Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, Victor Wembanyama, they're coming from international. The United States doesn't produce 7-footers, good centers anymore. They're all international, so that's why they're bringing in their own exotic dancers. I'll give them their professional title. Exotic dancers.
Well,
but anyway, back to football.
They'll have plenty of employment opportunities in Houston, so
to do bad things.
Okay.
Okay, we're at it there. I'm sorry.
We'll save the NBA for a later topic. Let's stick to the fact that, no, I do not shit on all your teams every time you say they're going to win.
Okay, just so now, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Just when it's not realistic.
Whoa, hold on. Best record in the AFC, almost in the NFL. That's all I want to put
By playing the Dolphins, Jets, Bengals, what other, and all, because... I think Buffalo. Okay, congratulations, you beat Buffalo. That give you that. Other than that,
the Bucks?
Give them that. Bucks are kind of struggling now. They're coming down to earth. So jury's still out on that. They haven't really played anyone. And I get it. Play your schedule. Totally fine with that. But let's just see what happens when down the stretch, or we. Let's see how they close out. Do they have anyone like Kansas City, Baltimore, Chargers, any tough NFC team left on the schedule?
Well, they play...
You're a Patriot fan, you tell me.
NFC team? No, they don't got a lot of NFC teams left. But they play the Bills again, obviously. Play the Ravens. Huh?
Where they play the Bills?
Well, let me remind you, they beat the Bills at home in their primetime game already. So now the Bills got to come to Gillette and try to beat us now. If you forgot, Mr. Easy Schedule.
I forgot the location of the game.
There you go. So now they got to come play in our home territory. The Ravens, the Ravens is in Baltimore. That one's up in there. I'm not guaranteeing a win, right? But even if that's a loss, that's one loss. And all the other teams are crappy after that. Like the Bengals. Like you said, we haven't played the Bengals yet, but we play them next week, which I'm going to talk about real quick. Who will be out with Jamar Chase, because now they're going to suspend him for spitting. So that's a dub.
He just wanted to say, you know, this season's done. I'm done. I'm not going to waste my legs anymore.
Dude, he just said F it and just spat. Just took the Jalen Carter out of him and just gave it. That was a thick one, too.
He cocked back for that one.
Brother, had some whiplash. That thing, you saw that on camera. That's how thick it was.
That thing had a thump on the end.
It looked like it was coming from one of those squeeze bottles that the water boys use.
All right, enough talking about another man's spit.
That thing had some purpose. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. But no, I just think with a Mike Vrabel-led team and an MVP favorite, Drake May, I think they'll be in the Super Bowl. Now, one thing they lack, experience. They got none on that team.
Hey, you know what? Washington didn't have any experience, and until they ran into a buzzsaw in Philly, could have made a run for it. So it could
That's
happen.
true.
They came out of nowhere with this shit. I mean,
Literally.
anything
well, I
Drake,
mean,
anything
are
Drake
you,
made was gonna be.
which one, okay, let me ask you this question. Which one are you more shocked by, the Patriots or the Colts?
Colts.
See, now, they are have the same record, right? Tied. I don't know who they play besides in the division, of course, right?
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor is so good, though. They still had him.
Oh, he's
regardless.
Great. He's amazing. No matter what country he's in, he's balling out.
The Patriots, man. I don't know. I'm not about to give him anything after watching 20 years of my life of them dominating the league.
Listen,
I
get it.
I don't want to say nothing good.
No, I get
Never
it. I understand. I'm also not saying that, oh, we had a rough, you know, 5 years when other teams like the Browns or whoever have had a rough 40 years.
The Browns and Raiders and Dolphins would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying like, oh, I went through the hard times of the Patriots sucking. No, that's not the hard times. People have gone through decades of hard times. Decades of quarterbacks. And only three quarterbacks later, technically four, after Tom Brady, and now they're already competing for playoffs, the division again. That's tough to watch for.
I mean, the
fans.
Fact that Mac Jones was actually serviceable for a good portion of the season kind of shows you that, yeah, Bill was kind of running mad with power.
Oh, of course, bro. He put his two best buddies on the offensive court as part of the play calls. What do you know Matt Patricia for? Let me ask you this.
Defense.
Defense, right? That year with Mac Jones, he put him as co-offensive coordinator. Why? I don't know. I'm asking myself this question, right? Like, that doesn't make no sense. He was just doing whatever he wants. And it's just, and now he's at NC. And who's thriving as a defensive coordinator for the number one ranked team in college? Matt Patricia. Who's shitting the bed at their first year as a head coach at North Carolina? Bill Belichick. Like, you know, like, I don't understand people. I don't get it. The whole, like, it was Belichick argument is now, like, tarnished. It's out the window. So I'm waiting for the next argument on that.
Well, I thought that argument ended when Brady won in Tampa.
I thought so, too. But people are still trying to be like, hey, watch him. Watch Bill take North Carolina to the ACC championship. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then what's funny is that North Carolina, we have a QB from North Carolina. He's balling out, but and then Bill had shit. Bill has shit to say about him too, surprisingly.
Imagine a Bill had coached him, probably drove him to the ground.
Oh, brother, it would have been like another Sam Darnold, or another Mac Jones. You know, Mac Jones balled out. Yeah. There you go. Mac Jones balled out that time where he had a start for the 49ers. Someone just scored a long touchdown behind you and they koala the the field goal post. I don't know who
I'm
it was.
I'm glad you have a good view of the TV.
I have a great view of TV. I'm looking at the sexiest man alive plus the TV in the back. And then
you
a cat.
About my cat?
No, now I'm talking about your cat. Your cat laying down pretty close to the candle. That's all I'm saying. If I was OSHA, I'll write you up.
That's a very good perspective because they are very much separated. That camera
oh,
is
really?
On the other end. Yeah, it's on the other end of the table.
I just see I just see the cat, the bed, and then the candle.
Now, what I am nervous about is that this tower is kind of close to the TV. So...
I can see your concerns.
Yeah.
When he dismounts.
when he springs up.
Yeah.
Because, and it ain't going to be just the normal ones. I'm talking about when there's non-catnip infused behavior happening.
Yeah. No, I get you. I get you.
So, but I'm like, I don't know where else to put it. So, oh my God, he hooked it. We're seeing a lot more missed kicks.
Makes you miss the Adam Vinatieri era. At least me.
Oh, man. You can pay millions of dollars to do one thing. I don't care that it's windy.
That's always my stupid argument, right? Like, yeah. You're getting paid millions of dollars to do that? I could do that shit too. I could miss. You know.
For free. You don't have to pay me millions of dollars. I just want to be on the field.
Yeah.
Just give actually pay me $1 million.
Yeah, you have to. I might get a concussion.
Yeah.
I might tear ACL. Is there any other topics we need to touch on, or I think we
touched on everything. Are you surprised that Judge and Shohei won MVPs?
Judge, yes. Shohei, no. Because, like, my argument with that, like, yes, Judge is, he did have a great season. Awesome. Tremendous.
Batting title.
But Kyle Riley did something no other catcher has ever done. So, and that's my counter argument to Kyle Riley should have won the MVP.
It's not an argument. It's a very, very valid observation.
You know?
That we all lived it. That a guy who, and not only did he play, he was a primary catcher. The games he catches, which I'm pretty sure when you factor in the playoff games, he caught over 160 games, almost 170 games. He generally played the whole entire game. That includes that 15 inning game and then immediately into the next series. So you're on your knees, pause, for the entire game. And you got to get up and you're hitting dingers all over the park. Like that, for a hater like me,
yes,
especially for the Mariners, it's impressive. But still, fuck the fans. Fuck the Mariners. You're not as good as you think you are. One good Cinderella year and that's it. Watch you guys regress and you'll never make it as far again. That's all I got.
Dang. You really just let it out, huh? Yeah, I'll add on to that. Judge had a good year. He didn't have the year he had last year, and he still won MVP.
I just find it hilarious. And I'm not even saying that just to, you know, piggyback off Aaron Judge, but it's just funny you said Judge didn't really have a good year when he won the batting title and hit 50 home runs.
Well, no, I said he had a good year, but he didn't have a great year like he did last year. You know,
he didn't have a great. I know what you're saying, but yeah. It's just funny just hearing it. A guy won the fucking batting title and hit 50 home runs, and we're saying that. That's just what's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, which I mean, it doesn't make sense. That is a great year, no matter who it is, whose name it is.
There's guys there's failed AA players that are still having nightmares deep into their marriages that's causing unhappiness in the house because they keep living in yesteryear of when they were in AA Biloxi and couldn't make it to AAA, and they still have dreams of winning the batting title, hitting 50, 60 home runs, and Judge is living it.
Now, my argument is that the guy hit more home runs and more RBIs.
The main argument is that the guy played catcher and hit 60 home runs.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I get it. Now, you know, there was no one to compete with Judge like that last year. Now we had someone that could really compete, and in our minds, because I know you probably agree with me, did better or had the better impact for his team.
I mean, you know, one guy had his team go further than the other. So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's fair, but that's all I'll say about that. Like I get it, batting title, cool. Usually, if you get the batting title, you know MVP does, your name gets thrown in there automatically, which is fair. I mean, let's be honest. That's the only reason why Jose Altuve won it.
It's not like an automatic, because then, so that's pretty much saying like Luis Arraez and Tim Anderson would have been locks for MVP when they won the batting titles. It just helps. It helps if you had the kind of seasons that, say, a Kyle Riley and Aaron Judge had. That absolutely, you know, it shows that it shows consistency. It's actually, out of all the titles, out of all the awards in baseball, that's actually my favorite one is the batting title.
Yeah,
because it shows consistency throughout the entire season.
Oh yeah, no, that's fair. And when hitting a baseball 3 out of 10 times is considered elite, and you're the best at it.
No, it's considered Hall of Fame if you have it fair over the course of your career.
Yeah,
you're successful 30% of the time. Let's put you in the Hall.
Exactly.
But yeah, that sport is kind of hard then.
Exactly. Yeah, so like I said earlier, well, let me re-elaborate. Judge had a greater year than he did last year. But I think Kyle Riley had a better year than him. And does my opinion matter? No, I don't vote. But I get to talk in this mic, and you have to listen. And that's all I'll say.
Both runner-ups this year would be MVPs in any other season. Schwarber and Raleigh.
Anyone not named Bonds? Yes. Any of the seasons that Bonds didn't win it yet, they would win it. It's just,
yeah, when I say any other season, I mean like any other season, like in the last 5 years.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I don't know how far back we're going. There were some pretty crazy guys in the 90s and 2000s.
I probably should have put a cap on that.
Yeah, I was like, there were some pretty good guys in the 90s and 2000s. So I don't know the range we were going for. But yeah, no, agreed. Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm good on that.
Yeah, we don't know that. That was a good note. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks for episode 48. Comment, like, subscribe, I think, and follow.
In 2 weeks, we find out who the fuck won between A&M and UT, so you better want to tune in to that.
Yeah.
Will Isaiah be bitching like he was today? Probably. Will he be in a pissy mood?
Always. But I'm ready to do that. But tune in next time to see.